Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Good show today. And we got to try to pull it together and make some sense, particularly around, you know, the research and the trends that we're seeing in the research around retirement and retirement planning.
Okay, so for the 19 years they've had this report, for the 10 years we've been on the air, or so, well, it feels like 25 working with you. But the point is that for every year we've had this, there's been some key themes that people feel year in, year out.
Right.
Number one is that they're concerned they have not saved enough.
Yeah.
That it's not enough to reach their lifestyle goals, more importantly, for the rest of their lives.
Right. So this is interesting. We hear that too in our seminars, right? One of the concerns, the things that people lay awake at night is, what will I run out of money, right? Another way to say that is, have I saved enough? And it's just shy of 60% of respondents say that, and it's consistent. But Faisal, there are ways to get answers to that.
Correct.
Right? You know, one of the things that we talked about in that segment with Peter was financial plan. Right, a financial plan isn't a retirement plan, but it's sure a darn important piece if we want to do some analysis.
It's a good start. Here's what I find that in the survey that it doesn't cover is the structure that needs to be done in order to ensure your lifestyle never retires. And that structure, again, people will have their own views on how they want to invest, but the structure of the four buckets that we talk about.
Yep.
And the four buckets are income, growth, because those are two mutually exclusive objectives.
Yeah.
There is healthcare. One of the key concerns that people in our seminar say is that they're worried about their health care in the future.
Sure.
Right? Their health is going to change. And so is the healthcare system going to be able to provide them with the services?
Right.
Or will they be able to afford it in the future is a concern of theirs.
Right.
Now, that isn't coming out of the survey because the survey question was, what's holding you back from retiring?
Right.
Health is not holding
back. But it does feed
back
into that. I'm concerned that I've not saved enough. Right.
Correct.
So that answer is not as simple as it sounds, because when you start to dig into what is it you're concerned about that you won't have enough money to do, things like this start coming out. It's not just health. It could be, I want to leave something behind for the kids.
Correct.
Right? It's not as simple as, hey, I've got this much money I need to spend every month. So
that's right.
That speaks to the complexity of this stage of your life, right?
There's a couple of other things in that survey, Dave, that is never mentioned in a financial plan. You can go to any financial planner, and unless the conversation was had, you would not be able to put that in a financial plan. Caring for your children or caring for an elderly parent or an elderly loved one.
Right.
Those types of things are not being discussed. There might be a cash flow need. There might be some support there.
Yep.
And it may not happen when you put the plan together.
Right.
It may happen down the road.
Right.
And things change. So updating that strategy is a very important piece. Here's where the four buckets that we talk about and the ongoing review strategy we have with our clients really benefits these types of issues. We know by retiring hundreds of times with our clients that their lifestyle and their vision of their retirement will change.
Right.
Initially, people are excited. I call it the honeymoon phase. They want to do things.
Yeah.
They want to go places. They want to experience things, which is fantastic. And then life happens. And so either they might be having children come back home because of economic times, or they have grandchildren, so they want to spend more time with them. And that changes what they were thinking they were going to do. Or they have a loved one they have to care for, and that changes the financial dynamics and the family dynamics to some degree. And so these changes that happen in people's lives are not being updated on a regular basis. I'm glad our review process, our strategy, actually helps that and encourages that, to have those conversations to make sure that as your life changes, your retirement financial needs are being met every step of the way. Very important.
Two of the five top, you know, concerns have to do with supporting children and supporting or providing assistance to aging parents. The second one, though, which is just under 40% of respondents, they said they don't feel that they've really planned for retirement and not sure what to do. So when they're thinking about retirement, and this is important. So Peter also talked about this. You know, we talk about the transition, which is part math and it's part art, right?
Correct.
So the four different things that make up a retirement plan are not all financial. So when we talk about planning for retirement, again, the answer is not as simple as it sounds. It doesn't mean doing the back of the napkin calculation to say, I got $1 million. If I do 5%, I can make $50,000 a year. I'm good.
Correct.
Right? The quality of retirement that we can speak to this directly, the quality of retirement that we see are for people, couples, individuals, whatever the case may be, have planned what they're going. What are you transitioning to? We know what you're transitioning away from, But what are you going to transition to?
Which adds on to the part of the survey that Fidelity did on pre-retirees about what's the components in your written financial plan. First of all, only 30% of the respondents said they had a financial plan for retirement. So that's a uh-oh. Of those people who said they did have a financial plan, here's what's not included in their financial plan is about transferring your wealth to your children in a tax-efficient way. And the second one is a budget for healthcare costs and requirements. The health bucket and the legacy bucket are not even part of a retirement plan.
Right.
Which that means it's not a retirement plan. It's a cash flow plan.
Right.
So I get concerned when I hear people say, I have a financial plan. It tells me how much cash flow I'm going to get through my retirement.
Right.
That's just one piece of it. There are other things that can happen. And the last two pieces in that list that people do not get is the transferring of wealth and the healthcare costs. And so this is the overall package that you're looking for. So if you're looking for a team that needs that can provide you with all the services that you're looking for, you need to interview them and say, what are your strategy for healthcare costs changing in our province? What is your strategy for all the estate strategies or tax issues in the event of our passing, or if we have to help our family members if they come to our home or they're dependent upon us? These are questions that need to be asked by the public to the advisor, not only the other way around.
No, for sure. I'm going to use myself as a bit of an example here because I'm getting remarried. Okay, I've got children.
A poor girl.
Yeah, she hasn't clued in yet. She does not. Okay, so we went through a financial planning process, an extensive financial planning process, to help us understand. Not like we're not at retirement, so this wasn't about retirement, but this was about making sure that we're just finishing up our revised wills. How are we? What insurances do we need in place to protect against the risks we have? A second marriage, as an example, and there are lots of them out there, and I'm in that category, are complex, right? The decisions we make today will affect our retirement plans going forward.
Absolutely.
So, I can't stress enough that there's a lot of people listening that say, I've got enough. I know I have enough. Great. Then that's not one of the concerns you have. But I bet you've got concerns around estate transition, tax, minimizing the impact of the CRA on the ultimate gift, tax and cash flow during your lifetime. All of these things are things that can be addressed through proper planning, financial, and retirement, which takes in the qualitative aspects too.
Absolutely. We got less than 30 seconds to go, Dave. What was the one thing that you would like to leave our listeners with so they understand the survey and the results and how we look at things from here?
It's real simple. It doesn't have to be guesswork. It doesn't have to be guesswork. And it's not daunting and scary. It's a process. It's a series of steps. It doesn't happen in one day. Don't freak out. You just have to work through it, have some communication and conversation, and then monitor to it. It's not overwhelming.
Can I add something to it?
Yeah.
Build a team. Build a team that is going to help you with this, because that's going to be the ones that's the way you're going to have the most confidence in your future.
All right. Wrap it up. We're going to talk about all of this and more at our upcoming seminar.
On Tuesday, August 21st, 7 p.m. at the Oak Ridge Co-op Wine and Spirits. You need to reserve your seat, so give us a call, 966-8400, or on our website at morethanmoneyradio.com.
Any of these segments, past segments, can be reviewed at any time. Don't forget that at morethanmoneyradio.com. Or if you don't want to go there, we can deliver them directly to you. No problem. You just have to search for More Than Money CHQR on iTunes or in your favorite podcast app. Thanks for tuning in to another edition. I'm More Than Money on 770 CHQR.
David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.